This is the House of Pop Culture. I am Anthony Donovan.
Amy Meredith.
Derwood Murray.
And Joe Reese.
Now, is it just me, or is it getting a little warm in here?
Oh, it's getting so warm in here.
I see the candlelight is going.
Ooh. I hear the smooth jams.
Oh, my. The chocolates and the fondue and the strawberries.
And the Martinelli's is flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that can only mean one thing here at the House of Pop Culture. We're going to stare longingly at the TV at our celebrity crushes while we touch ourselves and contemplate how lonely we are in real life.
Yeah.
That's right. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing our favorite celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or as we've been calling it here lately,
the Weed Hit It episode.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, here's the thing.
And not like Chris Brown's type.
I just want to preface
yes,
this episode.
Not that way.
I cannot remember the last time, possibly maybe cover songs, of when we've had an episode where so many people felt the need to weigh in.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all like to sex.
It's true.
Or well, think about other people with the sex.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. My boys and myself, we have gone both picking girls and guys.
Right.
Wait a minute. So I got to talk about dudes that I would want to bang.
Derwood, I just want to let you know that when you suggest that another man is attractive, it's not symbolic of anything other than the fact that you're secretly gay.
And when you talk about a man that you would actually bone,
right?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's not a I admire this man's good looks or I wish I looked at you. Want him inside of you.
Oh shit.
Okay. You understand?
Well, that, yes.
I will try.
Do you need to change your list? Maybe add a few more?
Do you now have to factor in penis size? We'll
just take it as it goes.
That's what she said.
That's the spirit, Derwood. That's
all right,
the
now,
spirit.
And we haven't limited ourselves. It's pretty much anyone in pop culture. Like, we've got musicians, we've got actors, we've got...
Oh, and the fans, oy, you people.
And I'm going to have a very hard time explaining my number one, but we'll, yeah.
Now, I have a top five of guys and girls, and then I have a plethora of runner-ups, because it was kind of
because you're one horny bitch.
Well, it was kind of hard to narrow down. I'm sorry. It just was. I apologize.
All right, so are we doing ladies first?
You mean I can go first, or you want to talk about chicks first?
Ladies first and ladies first.
All right. Let me get my girls here.
Yeah, there's some person who's all right, ladies so the first. First that's one Dana Owens.
should I do my entire top five?
Let's go around.
Number five.
Round robin. Okay, number five for me would be Gwen Stefani.
Really?
It would. She's beautiful.
But my penis has more curves than she does.
She's so pretty.
I would go on the record and say that Gwen Stefani is probably one of the single most beautiful women I've ever laid eyes
like,
on.
I would just want to sit in like little 90s and braid each other's hair.
Watch her video
so
for
pretty.
The song Cool, directed by Sophie Muller,
beautiful.
And tell me
beautiful.
that is not one masterpiece of a woman.
She's beautiful. She's so pretty. I like her.
No tits. Okay.
Well, I'm not...
Fair enough.
I have my own. Why do I need hers?
Okay.
She's got a point, though.
Well, yeah, for me, my number five, I've always had a thing for kitschy, cute, nerdy, cute girls. I'm big into that. And when this chick dropped, I was about it. I have not found her attractive since, but back in the day when she first became a thing, I was just, I needed a moment. Like, I had some soul searching I had to do. I needed to have a talk with myself. I need to have a talk with myself. And that is Lisa Loeb.
Oh.
Because I got to tell you, in the Stay video.
Really?
Okay, here's
nice.
Here's my thing, right? Because I remember seeing that video too. And I wasn't into that thing. Like, the glasses kind of threw me. But seeing her in that dress and seeing those legs and seeing that hair and hearing her sing that song with that kind of vulnerability, I was just kind of like, me and you could hang out and we could have long, deep discussions that could turn into vigorous makeout sessions.
Let's just put it this way. My one thing every time I think of her is I would ask her to keep the glasses on. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Number five, Derwood.
My number five, I don't think a lot of people probably have her on their list, but they should. She is sexy in every sense of the word.
Angela Lansbury?
No,
fuck,
not
yeah.
Quite.
Jessica Fletcher?
Carla Gugino.
Oh
yeah,
she didn't make our fans list either.
That's a shame because
she's a pretty lady.
Watch Sin City,
yeah,
or a movie called Center of the World.
full front, and she's just banging.
Well, the Spy Kids movies.
Yeah, and well, here's the thing, and she's not in her 20s.
Fuck naked in those.
I don't even know if she's still in her 30s. Whatever age she is looking nice. Carla, if you're out there.
Wait, wasn't she in that awful Pauly Shore movie?
Probably.
Yeah, narrow that one
down.
Oh,
no, she was in...
Mother-in-Law.
Son-in-law.
She was in Son-in-Law.
There you go.
That was like one of her first things, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's sexy as hell.
Jim. All right. My number five, I actually went with someone that it's kind of like a certain era sort of thing. And looking at 1950s Liz Taylor.
Beautiful.
Because
I like that you
pretty.
Went genre specific.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, because, you know,
I have a few of those on my list.
And I mean, she's very beautiful. I mean, and
violet eyes.
And knowing also what Liz Taylor like. Freaky as shit. So, you know, that kind of, you know, but you know, it's kind of just underneath at that point, but getting in between the Burton year, different Burton years.
Yeah. Good call.
I got you. My number four, a lot of y'all probably don't know. She's on a Canadian show that's on Sci-Fi right now, called Lost Girl. Anna Silk, she is the lead actress.
Oh, she's adorable.
Okay.
No, not Kinsey. Oh. The one that plays the lead. She plays a succubus.
I watch SmackDown, which is on Sci-Fi, so I see a lot of promos for Lost Girl. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I approve.
Yeah. She's kind of smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
It's a good show, so you should watch it if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she would definitely be my number four. She's kind of hot.
All right.
Okay. My number four, I like Joe, I'm also going to go for a time frame specific. To me, as far as ridiculously smoking hot, just in every sense of the word, just lights the screen on fire, you cannot get better than young Anne Margaret.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a great lover of the TV show Mystery Science Theater 3000, and let me tell you, Kitten with a Whip is one of my favorite episodes. Not just because it's super funny.
Her and Bye Bye Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Is she supposed to be playing like a 14-year-old? I don't give a fuck. You can call me a pedophile.
Derwin Murray.
Some sexy
Derwin Murray.
And actually, it's an awesome segue because my number four is also Miss Anne Margaret.
Nice.
I've got a thing for redheads. Mm-hmm. But here's the difference between you and me, Anthony. Mine is not time period specific. Anne Margaret at this point right now is in her 80s. If she walked in this room right now, fuck this podcast. I'm going to do whatever I can to fuck Anne Margaret. I will shatter her hips. Ah. I will give her an antique pair of ankle earrings. I will be all up in them guts. I don't give a... Look, I think it was a couple years ago, maybe like 2-3 years ago, she won an Emmy for a guest spot on Law & Order,
yeah,
where she played an old-ass, batshit crazy woman. I don't know why. That shit was sexy as fuck. I will fuck Anne Margaret then. I will fuck Anne Margaret now. And we haven't even mentioned, like, circa Carnal Knowledge Anne Margaret, like, yeah, from the 60s, 70s. Oh, my God.
When
Elvis
she was
era.
Just,
oh,
when she was
shit,
just
Anne
starting
Margaret.
To get cougarific.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anne Margaret... They're the very personification of sexy is what Anne Margaret is, was, and always will be.
You kind
of
went a little Dr. Seuss there. Like, I would fuck her on a train. Yeah. I would fuck her in the rain.
Now, sent us down a note.
Oh.
And Engineer Joey chiming in.
Wondering, and I think it's more wondering if your favorite scene is from Tommy with Anne Margaret covered in beans.
Oh. No, because beans are disgusting.
Okay, here's the thing. As weird as it may sound, that shit gives me a boner. She's like all rubbing it in and whatnot. And
I
don't
think that sounds weird
now,
for you.
Now, my question for you, Dorit, if you could have just walked on the set one day of Grumpier Old Men, just kicked Matthew Lemon and Meredith to the ground and just had your way with Loren and...
Oh, that's
Margaret, and maybe even had Burgess Meredith in there too.
Look, I don't want
or like him going all Mickey on the.
I don't
the
want it to sound like I have a fetish for old women. I don't. It's just that Anne Margaret is that sexy that even in her 80s, I would still try to have sex with her.
Pound that geriatric pussy,
little friend.
What? I figured you'd want to coach him through it like Burgess Meredith is wont to do.
Joe,
you're all number right. four.
My number four is really in here. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. It's I think she actually is really beautiful. Although, you know, and especially the first time I remember seeing her in the movie Gia, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of no-brainer. It's like no-brainer.
She's on my runners-up list.
It's kind of one of those things, yeah, it might eventually get to the point where it's, yeah, it's my turn. You know?
Yeah. But I always got the feeling with Angelina Jolie, especially in that era, too, you were going to get your bang for your buck. Like, if you got one night with Angelina...
You might not come out alive.
Exactly. You were going to enjoy that night. Yeah.
She's 10 gallons of crazy in a two gallon bucket. So that's...
But she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
Sick in the head, sick in the bed. Yeah.
That's true. And he would know.
And the other thing is, too, I mean, it's funny because, you know, think, oh, yeah, it's Angelina Jolie. But then, like, you know, she does some stupid, you know, some act. But then it's like, then she'll do something like, oh, man, you're actually talented and shit, too.
Damn it. No, I have to respect you. Yeah.
She collects babies.
Number three.
Thank you, Derwin. My number three, I wouldn't call her hot. I would call her cute. And I want to go shopping with her and have tea and have lady kisses.
Go on.
Is that called scissoring?
Little. Oh. It's Jennifer Goodwin. She's so adorable. I want us to wear matching dresses and just.
I love how you have this whole scenario mapped out in your head.
Yes, where we sit on like a pretty green field on a pretty little blanket. And
my God, you've been having montage fantasies.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Let it happen. Let it happen. Keep describing slowly.
Even groovy.
Yeah, and we have little tea and little tea sandwiches, and we practice our little lady kisses, and we giggle, and that's Jennifer Goodwin. She's so cute.
Yeah, talk more about the lady kisses and giggling.
Okay. Moving on. Damn.
Down, boner, down.
Right. Okay.
He's taking up the room.
So, my number three, and this is going to sound incredibly just awful, but I know that once I say these words together, it will make sense, and I'm going to get a big amen from the lady lovers in the room, because I know you both would be about it. Fat Sarah Rue.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Honorable mentions, yes. My God.
It is a tragedy, because I had forgotten. It wasn't until recently when I was on Pinterest, because, you know, I'm a 40-year-old housewife, and I was looking
at
pictures.
Keep your porn off there.
And I noticed a picture of Sarah Rue, and I hadn't seen her in a few years, but it was right around the time where she started to kind of make a name for herself. And I forgot, she was so effing cute.
Yes. Yeah,
she was beautiful.
Her smile is just, you see her smile, it makes you smile, because it's that beautiful.
And by smile, you mean tits, right?
Well, no, I mean her actual smile. Don't get me started on her tits. Oh, my God.
Well, no, because
when
she
was big, oh, my Lord, that body. I don't care what anybody said. Fuck you, Hollywood. Yeah. She was looking good.
If you look at her now, I mean, she still looks good. But she, to me, after she lost all the weight and went blonde, she just started to look so plain.
Yes.
It's like she lost everything about her that made her unique.
Agreed,
yes. And there wasn't a damn thing wrong with her before.
That's why I choose not to lose weight.
I think she looked better.
I agree. Yes, Sarah Rue. Oh, man. I have many a fantasy about her. Good call.
Thank you.
Good call. My number three, I'm probably going to draw the ire of some, but I need you to...
Well, after wanting to bone a great granny, I think you're going to be safe.
I'll bet she's a great granny.
This is this one is based purely on anything that is physical about her, okay? Now,
please don't be Omarosa.
No. Okay. Stay with me now. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know. She is ridiculous. Her family's ridiculous. That show is ridiculous. The reasons why she's famous is ridiculous.
Talk about a bucket of crazy.
But here's the thing. Just look at her. If you don't know
beautiful.
Who I'm talking about, Google image her. Don't watch her show, because it'll probably make you kill yourself. But just Google image her and just look at her. She is stunning. Just gorgeous. And don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of help that goes on in there. There's a lot of makeup. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors there. I don't care.
Thank Spanx.
Here's the thing. The way that all comes together in that package, whether it's manufactured or not.
And by package, you mean ass, right?
All of that is just great. And here's the thing. Everybody talks about that ass with good reason. Don't forget, she has an amazing rack. An amazing rack. Well, and her face is...
She'd tip over.
You know, but and granted, again, I realize how ridiculous she is and everything about her. Just look at her. Beautiful. Just flat out beautiful. All I have to say about that.
All right, my number three is, this goes back, you know, crush since I was a kid. And I think there are guys of a certain age probably that will know exactly what I'm talking about. And what's great is she actually has grown up to actually be a very beautiful woman. And
this better not be Lindsay Lohan.
No, no. Three words. Winnie fucking Cooper. Danica McKellar.
Good call.
She is, I mean, she's beautiful now, but just growing up as a kid, I mean, her on The Wonder Years. And
she's smart, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she, like,
and you smart know, is sexy.
Yeah, she's, like, a huge math person. I just recently saw her on the Nerdist TV show. And, yeah, I mean, I've had a crush on her since, you know, I was a kid. And my wife got to be a dresser for her once. So she didn't understand the fascination. All the guys were like, wait, you get a dress, Winnie Cooper? And I'm like, yeah. So, like, it's Winnie Cooper.
Number two. Thank you, Derwin. My number two, I've had a girl crush on since I first saw one of her very first movies, and she's all British and cute and lovely, and that's Kate Winslet.
Oh.
She's
what I thought about. Yeah, she's so pretty.
She's
very beautiful. And she seems so delightful.
Yeah.
And Matt has a sense of humor. I mean, her episode of Extras was...
Yeah. And Matt props to a woman who's so willing to be naked on film.
She is, and she's...
And pee on film.
And she's not a stick figure. She's good with it.
She's shaped like a woman should be.
Yeah. And she always looks fantastic on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Always impeccably dressed. But yeah, she's definitely my number two. She's so pretty.
I'm not mad at that one.
Boy.
My number two has already been mentioned. It is Gwen Stefani.
Oh. Mm, okay.
And I stand by all of my earlier statements.
Thank you.
As do I. Okay. My number two
is Gwen Stefani.
No. My number two I'll just say it because I don't think I'll get any arguments. Sofia Vergara is just from top to bottom. There ain't nothing wrong with that at all. The fact that she's 40 plus, the fact that she has a tenuous grasp on the English language. plus mm-hmm. And the things that I imagine that we would do together.
You want her to call you Poppy, don't you?
Oh my god, yes.
Ay Poppy
grande. Yeah. Oh yeah, that means some good shit right there.
Mi primero negro.
Oh, do that again.
Mi primero negro.
Oh, fill the cup. Okay,
wow,
go on, Joe.
Ew, my eye. Right.
I can't imagine if that did it. I can't imagine what good Spanish would do you.
My number two is also another, you know, childhood crush. And it's one of those things, you know, I look back and I'm like, this is kind of creepy. No, wait, we're the same age. So, and I thought
Maria from Sesame Street?
No. Christina Ricci. Like, when, you know, first time seeing Adam's Family, and I'm like, she's really cute. And, you know, I think that now I'm like,
wait, you were into it with Adams? Like Wednesday Adams?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, she's really cute. And then I'm thinking right now, I'm like, that's really creepy. But I'm like, no, we're the same age. And I thought that when I was that age.
But so you're like, what could she grow into? Elvira.
Yeah. And then she had her, you know, cutesy, you know, child star, you know, Casper, the friendly ghost and all that shit. And then she became an adult.
And then the opposite of sex happens.
Yes.
And although I got Christina Ricci, she's another one. Like, because Pan Am, which, by the way, I'm still pissed at you, ABC, for canceling.
Yeah.
It.
I like that show.
She was so painfully thin on that show.
Yeah, no, she got. Yeah, like,
she looked
really
better with her
weight. She's another one that I feel looks.
She goes
better.
Back and forth sometimes.
Yeah,
though.
Like, women of Hollywood, please look like women. Please.
Yes.
Please, we won't be mad at you. I promise.
Well, we won't.
Unfortunately, it's not up to them. It's these goddamn producers who, whatever. That's another podcast, I think.
We're at our number one.
Number one.
Speaking
One dubstep.
Thank you. Speaking of real women, my number one, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
She's very,
very beautiful.
The first time I ever saw her was in Zorro.
You saw her in The Mask of Zorro.
Thank you.
I think the first time I saw her was Entrapment. Was that before Zorro? Or?
That was after.
Okay, Entrapment came after.
Yeah.
That was right after.
But it had that bomb-ass trailer, though.
Yeah.
The booty and the laser. Yeah.
Here's the thing. With Zorro, like, Antonio Banderas was supposed to be the heartthrob in the movie. I stared at her more than I did at him.
Absolutely.
Well, the first time I ever saw Catherine Zeta-Jones was in a mail-order bride catalog I found at Michael Douglas's house. but I agree. She's very beautiful.
She's definitely my number one. If I was to ever decide, hey, I'm going to go with that away... It's going to be for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That'd be a good choice.
We're to my number one, who has already been mentioned. let me, I mean not one shred of hyperbole when I say this, I would give up dudes for Kate Winslet. It's not just the fact that she is staggeringly beautiful, ridiculously beautiful. The first time I ever saw her was in Heavenly Creatures, which is a movie that Amy actually showed me when we were in college.
I couldn't believe you'd never seen that movie.
And I was so in love with her, and my love affair has only flourished since then. I've seen every movie she's done. She is probably, in addition to my number one female crush, she's my favorite actress. I mean, I love her.
She's a brilliant actress.
Yeah. I love her in everything, and I think she is a treasure of cinema, and not bad to look at either.
She has a good rack.
Very
yeah, funny. Yeah, she does.
And she never got too thin, and I appreciate that. And we're the same age, so that's cool, too.
There you go.
My number one is a lady whom I first saw on an Emmys telecast accepting...
Joan Rivers.
No. She was accepting an award as part of a cast for a TV show. A show that I had not seen up at that point. And so I had no idea who she was.
Sharon Gliss.
No. I saw her on stage. However, honorable mentions, Cagney and Lacey, I got to be honest.
Ah!
I'm joking. Jesus Christ. But back to my number one. I just remember the
Paleolithic lesbians.
The camera was kind of panning across the whole cast, and I noticed this one redheaded lady in this with incredibly pale skin with a magnificent dress. And impossible cleavage. And from that moment, that very moment,
I remember running towards her tits in slow motion in a field of wheat.
I just know I said audibly out loud, "Oh my God, who is that?" And then I later found out that was Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Mm. And I couldn't possibly come up with a woman who was more beautiful in this world at all.
I just wish she would dress better.
Well, and here's the thing.
She's on a couple episodes of Firefly.
More than not, you like her as Joan.
That is true, yes. Yeah. It's more about, yeah.
Let me tell you, watching Mad Men with Durwood, you need a tarp and you need to sit at least 5 feet away.
I know very little about Christina Hendricks herself.
She's my age.
The way she portrays Joan, however, and the confidence that a woman has,
you
which
also
is very
like that,
rare.
That wardrobe of the time as well.
I do love that wardrobe of the time. The 60s is my favorite era of fashion for women. They were able to make all women of all shapes and sizes look sexy.
But mostly make coffee.
It was mostly because most of that shit was made out of iron and it hurt. That's why women don't wear that shit anymore.
I just want to say there was a great memory I have watching the first season DVD of Mad Men with Durwood and I. Durwood was having dinner at my house and we were watching Mad Men. And, you know, it's completely sexist. And, you know, you notice the women's movement is non-existent at the time. And the whole time we're watching it, Amy is serving us dinner.
And anytime anybody mentioned how sexist it was, I would kindly mention that, well, at least you see women on that show.
It's true.
There were no black people at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But Christina Hendricks, my number one, bar none, hands down, unmovable.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Joe?
My number one is, I think, someone that is probably one of the most beautiful women ever.
Your wife doesn't count.
Well, yeah. is Grace Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, she beautiful. She
stunning.
Stunning, beautiful.
She's like a standard that
yeah,
people...
Yeah, I mean, it's,
yeah.
Those things, yeah. It's like just such a natural beauty and...
I mean, yeah, when you saw that Conan movie and she was in it, it was just like... You didn't know that beauty could be like that.
That's Grace Jones, buddy.
Oh, is that not who we're... You're not talking about the tall black woman?
No.
Oh. He's talking about the lead singer of Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, no, okay. That's Grace Slick.
Oh. No, he's talking about the show about the doctors with the...
Oh, no, that's House MD.
Oh.
So you said Grace Kelly?
Yes.
The dancing lady?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Cool. All right. All right.
That also likes to pee on people.
Oh.
Wait, what? Huh? Mm-hmm.
Grace R. Kelly.
Wow.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I seriously did not think I was going to get this reaction. Derwin is just now embarrassing himself.
Grace R. Kelly.
I am very embarrassed for having made that joke.
It came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it, dude.
What, the urine in your face?
That's what she said.
Okay. Wow. Where do we go from here?
Okay.
That's, wow.
Runners up.
Okay.
All right. Here, I'll run through a few of mine. Some that we didn't know, because Angelina Jolie was on my list. Dita Von Teese.
Oh, lovely.
It's okay. On my list. Monica Bellucci.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah,
she's very pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Penelope Cruz.
Okay, okay.
Anna Paquin. And Zhang Zi.
Okay, yeah, she's very pretty.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Marilyn Monroe. Particularly in her Norma Jean days.
Yeah.
In her early days. Also, as a runner-up, I would... let me see. Who else did I have? Cloris Leachman. No, I'm just kidding. let me see.
I kind of believed you there.
Maybe a little.
Well, maybe we'll have some on our fans.
And I'll tell you, I catch a lot of heat for this, but Carmen Electra, back when she was with Prince.
Carmen Electra is just flat out sexy no matter what.
She ever does the lipstick sometimes.
Yeah, whatever. Carmen Electra's hot. I got Kat Dennings.
I don't know who that is.
No, she's... Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
The other chick in Thor.
I didn't see... Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. She's got nice boobs. Vivica A. Fox. She's Sarah Silverman.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah. Funny chicks do it for me. They really do. Halle Berry.
I have a feeling that Sarah Silverman is unkempt. You know, down there.
Okay, here's the thing.
Hairy toes.
Here's for me though. If she were,
yes, she has hobbit feet.
If she were though, that would be funny. Like if she unzips and it's like forest, I'd laugh. And then again, that would be me.
I just got a feeling if you get her skirt off, it looks like Macy Gray's going down on her.
And then you find out Macy Gray is going down on her.
Then I also have Dorothy Dandridge.
Ooh, kicking it way old school.
Classic.
And Lindsay Lohan, circa Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Thank you for not saying circa now or circa Parent Trap.
There was so much potential.
Yeah. In that movie, she is banging.
Just think that intersection where that basically was her apex, and that's right, and then where she should have been climbing it, that's where Rachel McAdams climbed on and just took that ride up. Yeah. And
Rachel McAdams should be thanking Lindsay Lohan for going crazy.
And they're like, oh, you know, we need a thick chick to appeal to teen girls. And Raven Simone's like, I'm on that shit. Let me finish up at the buffet. And off she went.
Joe, did you have any runners up?
I had Amy Adams.
Oh, she's adorable. Cuteness factor.
Just the fact that then you could say I banged a real life Disney princess, you know.
We polled our fans. If you become a fan of ours, you get to get in on these lovely things. I'm going to talk about the girls now.
We'll judge your preferences.
Oh, some of you people, I swear, you need to get out more. Drew Barrymore was
on the list. Yeah.
Be sexier if she would talk out of both sides of her mouth. Just saying.
Karen Gillian, who's the new chick on Doctor Who. Okay. Leighton Meester was on there.
Ew. All
right. Rachel Wise.
Oh, okay.
Anyone?
You mean Rachel Vice?
Yes.
Heavy brows.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
She's up there for me too. Madonna was actually mentioned.
Of course.
In the Take a Bow video, yes.
Gina Gershon.
She's sexy. No. She's just sexy. No. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. This came out of left field. Linda Carter.
She was Wonder Woman.
Duh.
And she also actually is a older lady who's keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Like if you see Super Troopers. You know what?
She was on. Yeah.
Or her eye drops infomercial.
Yeah.
She was also on Law and Order SUV. She also...
SVU.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's not special unit victims.
Yeah, she's keeping it tight.
Yeah. Jessica Alba.
In Sin City. Okay,
Jessica Alba. No. Before that, Dark Angel. Before she... Again,
Idle Hands.
When she was heavier, she was banging.
I prefer her most in Idle Hands.
Y'all like the chubbies, huh?
It's not... But here's the thing. All the women that we liked heavier.
Yeah.
Not chubby. Okay, no. maybe Sarah Rue. Sarah
I'm sorry.
Rue.
He called her fat Sarah Rue.
Y'all knew what I meant.
Yeah. But for the most part, though, it's not that they were chubby or fat. It's just that they were...
Natural.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Like, real life.
Speaking of crazy, Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Unkempt.
Again, though, like, going back to your bang for your buck, though, like, you're going to remember that night.
Unkempt.
Yeah. Natalie Portman.
I never understand that.
And Mila Kunis was also on the list.
I would go Mila Kunis.
I never get Natalie Portman.
Portman's cute at times.
Yeah.
It depends.
She has her moments. She has her moments. Naya Riviera from Glee.
Yeah.
Which one is she?
Santana.
She's not bad.
Aubrey Plaza from Park and Rec.
Oh,
I don't know her.
Oh, my Lord. Ugh. Could it kill that chick just to smile once? Maybe. You're on a hit show, baby.
Here's the ones that got multiple votes. Salma Hayek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was
yes.
top of the list. Yeah. As well as Scarlett Johansson.
Of course. Yeah.
Now, clear our runaway winner of the chicks who none of us mentioned, but was mentioned the most from our fans, Anne Hathaway. was the number yeah. one That's of the fan call. Crushes from girls.
That's a really good call. I dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway was the number one pick.
And that's a good one.
She
was the best two parts of Brokeback Mountain, if you know what I mean.
No.
She got topless.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Love and Other Drugs?
No, I've seen clips of it. I've seen the right clips of it.
Yeah. Which is about 3/4 of the movie, so.
Guys?
Yes, what? Please.
Top five.
Oh, dudes. Here
number
we go.
Number five.
Number five.
My number five, and I'm probably going to get some eye rolling from Durwood, Lee Pace.
I just don't.
From Pushing Daisies.
I don't get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Thank you. And if you've ever seen, there's a movie that he did called The Fall. Oh, it's good.
Ain't nothing wrong
Lee
with
Pace.
It.
Lee Pace. Pie maker can live under my skirt.
He can make your pie any day.
Anytime he wants.
Number five, a guy I discovered also on television, Owen Yellman. And he was on a show called Kitchen Confidential.
And he's on The Mentalist.
And he's on The Mentalist.
The foreign dude?
Yeah. Okay. And he's British.
Okay.
And he can get it.
Fair enough.
And now, granted, going back to an earlier discussion, on Kitchen Confidential, he was actually a little thicker. Which I preferred.
Now was he thicker because he was eating too many Snickers? Was he thicker because he was pumping too many weights?
Snickers.
Oh, okay,
fair enough. Durwood.
Number five, Jason Statham, No Homo.
Yeah.
Jason Statham's on my honorable mentions list.
He's just flat out badass.
Yeah.
And it helps that he's bald a little bit.
And shirtless all the time.
And shirtless. Yeah, yeah. I like in his fight scenes, they'll find ways for him to get shirtless that are absolutely unnecessary, but they get there.
God he plays him. Handsome Rob for a reason.
Yeah. And yet you don't like
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels or Snatch.
No, I like Snatch.
Okay.
Snatch. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
And the movie as well.
I couldn't make it through the language. I just couldn't deal.
All right.
But The Transporter is fucking awesome.
Oh, that's the one where
that's the business.
That's the beautiful fight scene in
the oil. Yeah, the oil fight scene.
Get it.
No homo. Anyway, Joe.
My number five, Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perennial.
He's an exquisitely
handsome
man.
He is a pretty, pretty man.
Classic,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. He also does the red carpet well. His tuxes are always...
Oh, he'll do my red carpet well.
Denzel's... Wow. Denzel's one of those men, you see him when he's dressed up, and me as a black man, I just look at him like, yeah, represent, and I hold a fist up.
And the other one's on your
That's
penis.
That's a black man for you right there, ladies. All right. Number four.
Thank you. This one, I'm sorry, he's just gorgeous, and when on his TV show, his pants come right to the Mason-Dixon, and it's a glorious thing, and that's Ian Somerhalder, or as we like to call him, Ian Smolderholder. He is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Who is he?
You're on your own.
who is he?
He's on The Vampire Diaries, and he was on Lost.
He was Boone on Lost.
He has the most beautiful eyes, and yeah, no, it is perfect. There's nothing about him that isn't perfect. It gets all warm.
Okay. Number four for me, I would be willing to bet this guy actually has a lot of man crushes, particularly from somebody else in this room, I know for a fact, but because he's just really cool and very talented. But personally, I wouldn't mind parking my shoes under the bed of one Mr. John Hamm.
He's a very attractive
man. He is. Yeah.
Hilarious.
And handsome
here's
fella.
The thing.
I hear a lot
of interviews with him. He's like, he's that dude that I, A, wish I was, and B, wish I could hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and I also like the fact that, like, he's allowed to have chest hair.
Yeah.
Not be some waxed Barbie doll with, you know, washboard abs. It's almost as though he were a man of some sort.
There is nothing wrong with Ian Smolderholder.
And he's just very... Because you said the thing about... he's very virile, because the chest hair, and he's always got the 5 o'clock shadow. Like, he's always just... the hairy and just
mm-hmm. the ball scraper, yeah.
Manly, he's just very, very man.
Yeah,
he's all man.
Goddamn right.
All right, my number four. This is gonna be mainly because I love the dude's style and I wish I had his wardrobe. And I figure, you know, whatever happens, happens, and I get to steal his clothes.
You know, chicks do that, they because they want part of that wardrobe. So, yes, yeah. It's a very girl thing what you're doing.
My
here.
Number four, Morris Day of Morris Day and the Time. Anthony's giving me a funny look. I don't give a good goddamn. Anybody who knows me could probably tell that I've patterned a whole lot of my lifestyle / wardrobe choices after Moore's Day.
And you can't wait to be going O-E-O-E-O on his penis.
You will never get the curl stain out of that pillow.
Look, I would frame that pillowcase. I got up on my wall
and then
said Morris Day was here.
Was he ever attractive? Ever?
Like I said, it's mainly about his style, his fashion, the clothes that he wears. And okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that I think he's the greatest frontman of a band ever.
You know, looks aren't everything.
Really? Who told you that?
better than Freddie Mercury?
What's the point of this whole episode?
Better frontman, yes. Better lead singer,
sometimes
no.
You're attracted to people just for other reasons.
Yes, but... okay. But
they're having a whole different conversation over there. When it comes
to frontman, it's just all about the image.
Okay.
And so for me...
Because, you know, Freddie Mercury had no image whatsoever.
No, I'm not saying that he had no image. What I'm saying is that for me personally, I think Morris Day had... Anyway, different podcasts.
And the other question that we could talk about is you could find out if he curls his pubes, too.
You just have to lift the barrel, don't you, Joe?
Fuck yeah, I do.
You know, and it'd be awkward to make love with him because, you know, Jerome would just be standing there the whole time and get all awkward.
I would look at
shit.
That as a plus, actually, because then I figure if I'm fucking Morris Day, I get to ask for the mirror also.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do the Jason Stackhouse point at yourself in the mirror?
Yes.
Jerome, give me some lube. Such nastiness.
Joe, who's your number four?
My number four... Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. That's
back, you know, first I saw him in Trainspotting.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, he is a pretty, pretty man.
He's on the fan list.
And speaking of actors that ain't afraid to pull it all out on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could pull his wang out of a lineup.
Yeah. you get full frontal with Ewan.
Yeah.
Mm, right. That's nice. I just realized all of my top five are TV people. I don't know how that happened.
And I realize, he's easily in his 40s now at this point.
It's all good.
No, he looks great.
And he still looks like he's younger than me.
And he's another one where it's not just the fact that he's pretty. He's an amazing actor.
Oh,
yeah.
See, there's other things than looks.
Well, yeah.
But you need that first. Number three.
My number three, like Anna Silk from Lost Curl, a lot of people probably don't know this guy, who's my number three. He is the lead star of Sons of Anarchy.
Godfrey.
Yes. The lead star of Sons of Anarchy, Charlie Hunnam. Who plays Jax on Sons of Anarchy.
You like your men.
Just bad boy.
Just recently started their new season.
Oh, just
dirty and rugged,
just
huh?
Just bad boy.
All right.
Bad boy. Yes. Motorcycle, leather, and jackets.
You like a man who...
He escaped from the village, people.
You don't want to be hit, but you want a man who you think could possibly hit you, right?
No!
I'm just saying he wouldn't, but there's that fear there.
Would you stop?
She didn't say no.
She's been smiling the whole time.
He's a sexy man.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's all a sexy man.
I'm just saying you like your man a little bit dangerous.
He's my bad boy. Yeah. He's my bad boy.
All right. I kept my list entirely to my preferences, which is why the first two, number one and number two, are going to require a lot of explanation.
Oh, Jesus.
But my number three is the last comfortable one I feel sharing because I think he is... without a doubt, the best looking guy on my list. And, you know, we talked about the ladies back in the day. To me, there is no more perfect specimen of manhood ever, to the point where I don't understand how anybody, male, female, gay, straight, bi, none, what have you, could look at this motherfucker and not want to sex him down within an inch of his life. Young Brando.
Yeah, I thought about young Brando. Yeah, he.
I just like. For you listeners at home, I was not actually masturbating. All
that
right?
was Durwood.
That was Durwood. Yeah, no, young Brando. I mean, 50 plus years later, I look at pictures from Streetcar Named Desire, and I'm like, God damn.
Durwood.
All right. My number three has actually already been mentioned, and it is John Hamm.
Yeah.
John Hamm scoring high with the fellas.
I think a lot
crushes, I'm telling you.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that, like I said in interviews, he's an avid sports fan. He is funny as hell.
He's super funny.
So great actor. You can get it on. Grab a beer and watch a game is what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
not necessarily in that order.
And then, often at the same time, really.
It you know, dissipates into a hando.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing about John Hamm. He's on Mad Men, right? So they have him in the 60s era wardrobe and kind of haircut and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he's good looking there. But you see him like modern day doing his guest spots on 30 Rock or hosting SNL. Still good looking modern day too.
Like,
he's
a handsome fella.
Just an, an exquisitely handsome man. Just flat out. All right.
No homo.
No homo. We're past that. I'm sorry.
I think at this point, we're well past that.
Yes, homo, everyone.
Yes. Homo. Homo, everyone. My number three is my one, not just only actor. Like, he's not primarily known as an actor, as a musician. And this would be any era, what from, you know, from when he first debuted to nowadays, David Bowie.
All right.
He
never did it for me.
He's just that weird, freakish sort of.
I would bang Bowie just for the bragging rights.
Nah, that's a good call. You say you fuck David Bowie, that's like a million points in the world.
And that's the only way I could top Joey, who had his cigarette
that sound
lit
engineer
by him.
Joey had a cigarette lit by David Bowie.
Yeah,
oh, that's sexy.
Well, I was inside the venue of the concert.
Yeah, see, that's just sexy right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just. Yeah,
and he's aged well too.
Like, yeah, Joey looks awesome.
Yeah.
And David Bowie.
You can't tell Joey's like 60.
Number two.
Thank you. My number two. Oh, he's a hottie, and he makes me all happy.
I would hope so.
I know, Alexander Skarsgård.
All right, there is nothing wrong with that.
Here's the thing.
Zoolander.
Alexander Skarsgård doesn't do it for me, but I get it.
Oh, I was about to say the same thing.
Oh, yes.
I get
not
it.
Not my cup of tea, but you can't argue with that.
That is just one good-looking piece of man.
I mean, he's tall, he's blonde, fucking ripped all the hell.
Yeah. I will quote Television That Pity that I love. There was a scene in True Blood where he's just barely covered by a sheet, and he's just beautiful and naked. And he's so naked, it hurts. Like, you just can't even look at him. It just hurts. He's so good-looking. Yeah, no, if... opportunity, yeah, no, it'd be like no walking for him the next day like that.
Just... Wow.
Amy would suck him dry.
Wow. That or break his leg so he couldn't leave all misery style.
Okay.
As I once said in a True Blood finale show, I wouldn't kick him out of bed unless I wanted to fuck him on the floor.
Lovely. My number two, there are very few pop stars I can honestly say I was head over heels in love with. For a stretch, and it's not so much now because the years are showing, and the years of drug use are showing. But there was a solid
Keith
decade
Richards
there from probably like 99 to like 09. And I remember the first time I saw one of his videos, I just like stopped dead in my tracks, and I was just like, that one, I want one, that's the one. And he's not super famous here, but super famous all over the rest of the world, and my number two celebrity crush is easily Robbie Williams.
Oh my gosh, you guys have no idea.
Yeah, no, it's like his rock DJ video, which is one of my favorite videos of all time.
Is that where he's pulling his skin off?
Yes.
Okay, you have no, I can't, no, I'm uncomfortable talking about this, so let's just move on to Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my number two, and I think a lot of the ladies would agree with me on this one. And fellas, if you don't know who this is, you might want to Google image search him, and it'll give you a little bit of inspiration. Start
Alexander Skarsgård?
No.
Gilbert Godfrey?
No. Tay Diggs.
Who would have to Google Tay Diggs?
Who doesn't know who Tay Diggs is?
Really?
I'm saying there are a lot of dudes out there who probably haven't seen How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
That is...
Or Rent.
That is one beautiful chocolate man.
He is
one beautiful couple. Him and Idina Menzel.
Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
But for me, he's the looker in that group.
He's a pretty boy.
I really wish I looked like
that.
Well,
and here's the thing. You don't see a lot of dark-skinned African-American men in leading roles like that. You know, where they're sexy and that kind of thing. And, you know, he's kind of it as far as like the mainstream, you know, black men of cinema. And
he's just just
he's
handsome.
A pretty boy.
I'll bet you he smells amazing.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, all right. Look,
he keeps his beauty ritual tight.
I bet. All right. This may sound weird. He probably has.
Show?
He probably has, I imagine he has exquisite lovemaking skills. Like, there's shit he does Like, his wife, he blows her mind daily. Like, she's like, where'd you come up with that one? He's just like, you know.
She had a lot of practice for riding that broomstick in Wicked.
Yeah. Yeah. But he just, yeah. I'm sure he's got skills. Joe?
All right. My number two, this man is a tremendous actor. Great. And he, lots of different eras. He looks, is a very attractive man. But one movie in particular is Edward Norton in Fight Club.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. He's great in Fight Club, but I got to tell you, yeah, in American History X, his body is banging in that movie.
That was like the 1-2 punch right there. Yeah. Yeah, he is just a gorgeous man, and he is just cut in those movies. And also, he is a freaking amazing actor. Tremendous actor. And so that also really makes... I don't know if he's an actual nice person or not, but who cares?
Yeah.
He could act like one.
Number one.
Number one.
I'm probably going to catch a lot of flack for this, but I'm sorry. The first time I ever saw his picture in Entertainment Weekly, I was like, that is the man for me. And I had no idea who he was. And he is still my number one crush. And
this should be no secret to anyone. It's heard Trey this Parker. Before,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All
right. If Skarsgård,
packing in basketball. I can't deny that.
If Alexander Skarsgård and Trey Parker walked in this room and both of them were like, I want to take you out, I would kick Alexander Skarsgård so fast out of this room, it would make your head spin.
Oh, my Lord.
The genius and the comedy of Trey Parker. I think
why she likes me so much.
I think he's adorable. I think he's a genius and funny. And when I saw South Park...
Think of all the different voices he'd be doing.
Here's the thing. When I saw South Park, I told Anthony, I was like, if I was his girlfriend and he was writing that movie, every time he would like, hey, I got to tell you something funny, and he said it, I'd be like, that's genius. Take your pants off. Like, it was like...
Oh, my Lord. I wish I had a girlfriend like that. Every time I said something funny, I got a BJ. Oh, yeah. Man.
So, Trey Parker's my number one. Screw all the rest of those pretty boys. Okay. It's Trey Parker.
And along those lines, that's a beautiful segue to my number one. All right.
It better not be Matt Stone.
That's my number one.
Matt Stone would serve one purpose for me, and that's to clean out my pipe. And that's not a euphemism. Anyway, I love the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. And in their fifth season in 2009, there was a contestant that I absolutely fell head over heels in love with. And I still to this day just think he is the absolute cutest thing I have ever laid eyes on. And just... the most adorable thing ever, and he's actually starring in Newsies. Well, starring is a generous way to put it on Broadway.
He's an extra.
He's an ensemble member.
His name is Evan Kasperzak, and I think he is just the cutest thing ever. And I recorded every episode, and I still have them on DVD.
It was the only time he ever voted.
Every week, I would vote 10 consecutive times on the phone to keep him in that race. And he went all the way to the finale. He didn't win. But
that's so sad.
Still, to this day, the cutest thing I have ever laid eyes on is Evan Kasperzak.
Derwood, who's your number one?
Four words. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Nuff said.
Shocking. Joe, what's your number one?
My number one, I was realizing as we started doing that, is Married to Someone on the Female List. And also is the same era as my previous one, Fight Club Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that Tyler Durden, damn. And I mean, he's a pretty man all throughout, you know.
So that would have been your ultimate male three-way.
Oh, and just think, also throw in Helena Bonham Carter from that movie. And
unkempt.
And Jude Law. and not Jude Law.
Meatloaf?
Meatloaf?
With the man.
Jared Leto.
Oh, okay.
You know, at that time, blonde Jared Leto. Yeah, that would be some.
That is one sweaty orgy.
Oh, and all the extras and all, they're like, you know, all oiled up and sweaty.
Remember
and
how I said Taye Diggs probably smells really good? I feel the opposite way about Helena Bonham Carter. My apologies to sound engineer Joey. My mic's probably going to cut out right now.
Quickly, some runners up for me. Gail Harold from Queer as Folk.
Oh, he'd get it.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesse L. Martin.
Yep.
Also with a smile. Gary Oldman. Any error, no. Gary Oldman for me.
Just no.
my chefs, Michael Chiarello and Tyler Florence.
Yes to Tyler Florence, no to Chiarello.
Boy.
I really love the host of Cupcake Wars on the Food Network, Justin Willman. If you can get it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm about it. Let me see. Who else do I like?
I'm going to cut you off because we get the fans.
Yeah, I that's all I can think of.
I got Ryan Reynolds.
Nice.
Joe Manganiello, Alcide from True Blood.
He's on the fan. Man. Again, straight he's up man. Yeah.
And also young Burt Reynolds. Like I never understood it.
Like when he was Smokey and the Bandit?
No. Younger than that. Like back on the original Hollywood Squares. Like I saw a rerun of that and he was like top row left.
So basically Norm MacDonald doing his
No, younger than that even, before any facial hair or anything like that, like just breaking into the business. Yeah. I got it.
I had only two, really. One was said young Brando, and then Steve McQueen.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
We've got a few fans. We'll go quickly, because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, because there's one more thing I want to do.
Sorry. Joe Manganiello was on the list. Also, Alcide. Joe Manganiello as Alcide. Has to be Alcide.
Oh, okay.
Eric from True Blood, the character, not Alexander Skarsgård. Weirdos. People got very specific. Tay Diggs was on the list. Some weird ones. Bill Nye.
Whoa. Oh, that's just weird.
What? Joey what? Fatone?
Joey
what
Fatone looks like a shaved Muppet.
Jaimin Hunsu.
Okay, oh, Dijon Honey Mustard.
Dijon Honey
that's
Mustard.
That's a dark motherfucker right there.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. David Tennant. Jeremy Renner. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Christian Campbell, brother of Nev Campbell.
Yep.
Antonio Banderas. Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Not my thing,
Anthony's
but again, I get
Anthony's
not going
like this. Darren Criss.
I don't know who that is.
Glee.
Yeah, from Glee. He plays...
Oh, wait, the drummer from Kiss?
There's a whole thing about Darren Criss that I could go into, but we just don't have time.
Dave Grohl.
What?
He's a rock star.
These are not mine.
He's a rock star.
Seth Rogen.
What? See? That makes no sense.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, mostly in a suit.
I was just going to say, not my type, but that motherfucker can wear a suit.
Now, here are your top. These are the multiples. John Bon Jovi was like...
Thank you, middle-aged housewives. Keep listening.
It was way up there. Here's another one. Patrick Stewart also got multiples.
Somebody's fucking with us.
Oh,
did Stevie Wonder vote?
I was going to say, how many times did Amy vote? List next?
John Stewart also.
Yeah. Oh, the whole smart is sexy.
Nathan Fillion also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll be happy. The Rock.
You're goddamn right.
Here's one that surprised me. Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Was funny. He's funny. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling was also.
I cannot look at Ryan Gosling that way.
I would have never guessed the top voter for men, for the guys, James Marsden.
Marzipan? Wow.
James Marsden was the top for the viewers, for our fans.
He has very warm eyes.
So according to our fans, best guy and girl, Anne Hathaway and James Marsden.
Well,
I'm going to assume there was a miscount and they meant to put The Rock at number one.
He was close.
It's entirely possible.
In both genders.
Yeah.
All right.
Because The Rock is the man.
If you liked what you heard here, you can fap yourself to your heart's content with us on Twitter every day.
Yeah.
You can follow us at Pop Culture House.
Stop it!
You can follow me, Anthony Donovan, on Twitter at Daboy, DABOY.
I'm at Reggie Swing.
I'm at Crazed Dr. Scott.
At the_warden23.
And, or if you have any questions or corrections, or there's someone, you know, if you're mad that none of us included Adele on our list, you can email us
at thehouseofpopculture@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I forgot you, Adele.
Put
it on our Facebook. Get on Facebook. Please like us. Joe's masturbating. We want to thank sound engineer Joey and everybody at Don't Panic Studios. We love you.
Roof.
And you know what? We're going to keep it sexy on this end. We're probably going to turn down the lights and start slow dancing. And Joe's going to take out his sax and play. And
cool alto sound.
Okay, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.